You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, where photos and your calls have no borders. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And we are thrilled to have you with us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee. And this segment is brought to you by ShipStation, creating shipping labels quickly and easily. If you're listening live, today is February 6, 2014. If you're listening via the archives, this is show number 323. Now, you have to jumpstart the conversation for us by getting to your phone and calling 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30, otherwise known as 888-723-4630. And like the title of the show says, it's Ask Griff and Lee.
Yay!
I wouldn't do this without you.
I am itching to dish a listin'.
Yeah, well.
I'm just itching here.
I'm glad you are.
One of the things we love to do on Thursday, especially, we do it on Tuesday too, but especially
after,
on Thursday
after breakfast,
is to dish your listing. And what that means is you would call up, and the phone screener today is our, you know, we all pitch in. We wear a lot of hats.
You do?
Yeah, she's really our VP of business, Donna.
Oh, Donna.
But she comes in once a week to phone screen. Well, you know, it's good, Griff, because then everybody gets to know what's going on inside the studio.
Absolutely.
And it really adds to it and helps everybody. So we have Melissa on Tuesdays and Donna on Thursdays. So you would call Donna.
I would.
At 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Give her your item number, and it has to be your listing that we dish. Honeys, it can't be somebody else's, so you can't call up and have
us dish. Has anyone done that?
Your enemies list. Oh, people have, yes, but you know why they do it?
Why?
When we've caught it, the reason it's never gotten on the air is because Donna and Melissa are pretty savvy people. And they will call up, and first they'll say something that my competitors are doing this and that and that and this, and I think mine is perfect, and they will give you a item number, and you know, we get the drift, so we don't put it on. So it's got to be your item.
Yeah.
So you give Donna your item number, and then Griff and I, basically we critique your listing, and we give it a score of tureens, five tureens being the best. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Just about everybody who we have ever dished has told us that it has helped their sales. We just find little things in your listing that you may not have realized are maybe turning somebody off, or maybe you're not getting as many people because of it. So we would love to dish your listing, 888-RADIO-30. Or you may call with comments or questions or whatever.
I had such a morning as an eBay seller.
What happened?
Oy vey, let me tell you. It was the frustration from hell.
Oy vey.
So I made some sales.
Yay!
Yeah, so I'm happy to make the sales. And I always do my printing and packaging of the previous night's sale in the morning before I come to work. So I got back from the gym, and I'm feeling okay, and I go out there in plenty of time. And I says, oh, it's four listings. That's not too many. I can do those. Well, 2 hours later,
what happened?
The printing was just all messed up. So I don't know what the problem is. I want to blame eBay as a seller, because that's what I like to do, just like every seller. Darn you, eBay! I'm not quite sure what it was. It may have been eBay, because I kept selecting my Brother QL 1050 printer, and it kept... And then, so I was doing multiple labels, you know, four, and it would display them out for printing on one of their ribbon printers, not the QL 1050. So I'd void the label, and I tried it again. Eventually, I ended up having to print them out individually on 8x10 sheets that I have, the sticky labels, which is not as convenient, after voiding each label four times. So now these poor buyers, if they go to check the tracking, it has five assigned tracking numbers. Only the last one is valid.
Oh, my God.
I spent maybe in excess of $50 in postage this morning. And, you know, I'll get most of it back after the refunds come in. But, oh, it was so frustrating. And then worse, here's the one of the worst things. So, you know, I pin my shirts when I'm packaging them. You know, I take them off the rack and carefully fold them, a tissue inside. And then I pin them after I fold them. And then they get wrapped in a piece of nice, beautiful olive green tissue with a beautiful raffia ribbon and bow. Well, I'm putting the pin in. And I don't realize that I've just pinned my finger. So there's a little drop of blood on the shirt. Now I have to take the shirt apart, bring it in the house, clean it, dry it.
Before you can mail it out.
Yeah, and I got it out fine. I mean, it was quick. But it was just one more frustration.
I'm sorry. You cannot be trusted with sharp things.
Well, no, I guess not. But I left the garage this morning and got in my car 2.5 hours after I thought I'd be there in there for 15 minutes, and I slammed the door of the garage and I said, I am not setting foot in that place for the rest of the day.
Oh, my God, Griff.
I was just livid at life.
I know, and it can take everything out of you when that happens.
Oh,
it really can. No, I know. And, you know, they've just yesterday, big thing in the news about strokes.
Oh, I'm going to have one.
Here's the deal.
I want one.
Any prolonged chronic anxiety, which I certainly have, can cause strokes.
Yes, of course.
And a lot of times it happens when you're undergoing a lot of anxiety, mm-hmm. but just the long-term chronic anxiety. So you need to take a deep breath.
I've taken the deep breath, and I'm over it now.
I mean, the fact that you went to the gym, that's the best part of the story. You went to the gym this morning.
Oh, I went to the gym, and I'm trying to get back into my routine, you know. Anyway.
Well, darling, if that's all that happened to you, we're happy for you.
Then let's keep dancing.
Exactly. Let's keep on keeping on.
Let's break out the booze and have a ball.
Are you in the chat room yet?
Yeah, but I'm not doing much there right now.
Okay. I was in the chat room. Now I guess I have to get it back. I don't know what happened to it. It went away. Huh. Okay, let me tell you how to get to the chat board so you can join us to the eBay Radio group chat board. It's easy. Just click the group chat link on the eBay Radio player.
Yeah.
That's easy enough, right?
Yes.
Takes you right to the community page.
Yes.
You'll see our two big Listen Live and Archive buttons. Scroll down below those buttons and select the top thread. It has today's date and the words today, !! Chat board in the title. Now, you have to refresh the page to see new posts. It doesn't scroll automatically, unfortunately. But that's just the way it is. But that's how you get into the chat board with us. And the chat board is just full of people who are, I would say, most of them advanced eBay sellers. Some intermediate, but mostly advanced eBay sellers. And they help folks, too. So if you land up in that chat board and you have an issue, you can type it in there as well if you don't want to call us. Another way to get a hold of us here on Ask Griffin Lee is on the same player you're listening to us on. It has a Contact Us link. Just press that, type it in, submit it. You can even put your dishing number in there, your item number, if you want to. So we'd love for you to join us in the chat room while we are on the air. And by the way, Griff, a lot of people are sending me email through that Contact Us. You know, maybe they're listening to an archive. I don't know. Whatever.
Mm.
That's fine because I get those during the week and then I save them up for Tuesday or Thursday. So it's okay to do that, but it's mostly for when we're live on the air. You ready to do a listing dish?
Oh, yes, I am.
We have our first one for today.
Okay.
Hi, Frida. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Frida's down here in Southern California where I am, so she knows it's in the early 60s and sunny.
Early 60s?
Yeah, early 60s.
Well, actually, it's actually just a teeny, teeny little drops of rain. Oh, I wouldn't call it rain, like drizzle.
Really?
I love it when it's in the late 70s.
Well, we haven't had that yet here. And so we haven't had the drizzle 60s. This morning. But
lady, you're as dizzy as I am.
It got clear down to 58, so I had to have my heat on.
Oh, yeah, oh, that's 58, the late 50s. My heat goes on. There's no question.
The early 60s.
Okay, so which you are going to see any minute. So Frida's listing, here's the list, the item number. It is 1910.
1910.
5985-6503. That's 1910-5985-6503.
And I got something wrong. Say it again.
You
speak so quickly.
No, it's 6506.
Oh, it's 6506. Oh, okay.
You did put on your glasses, Lee, right?
Honey, it says 03 right up here on the board. I'm sorry.
I might have said that. I couldn't.
All right.
Okay, 1910-5985.
Well, this is sold.
6506.
Yes. Yes, it is sold. But I wanted to talk about something about this jacket, and I thought I made the most miraculous discovery this morning when I got out my food saver, and I vacuum shrunk this, and I was able to get it into a padded envelope, flat rate envelope. And saving a lot on the bulk because it's very full of air. So I thought I just discovered something really cool, but I'm worried about the wrinkles. And I know that I vacuum pack my winter and summer clothes in those vacuum bags to suit room. And they come out and they're not wrinkled, but I'm wondering about if you have any experience with
So this is nylon, right? It should not wrinkle. So what should happen is if when they take it out, it may show a little wrinkle. It should immediately just be fine.
Oh, good, because I was worried that that the buyer might get upset about that.
Okay, hold on, because we're still going to dish the listing.
Yeah, we have to take a break.
Oh, good.
We have to take a break, though.
We were so overwhelmed, we have to take a break. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, creating shipping labels quickly and easily. Let's hear from you. 888-723-4630. We will take your call. Promise, promise. When we return with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
It's the 11th anniversary of eBay Radio with our party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Reserve your spot now for this exciting three-day event, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. Meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. All 3 days, just $150. Deluxe rooms are just $59 a night. Register now at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
TerraPeak.com, the leading provider of eBay Marketplace Intelligence, presents the Pat Investigation. This is e-commerce, a gathering place for people to buy and sell stuff. That's where I come in. I'm John Tuesday. I wear a badge. It was Wednesday, and it was heating up in the e-commerce community. My partner Joe Thursday and I drove to the station to question one of the last people to see a person named Pat who seems to have just disappeared.
He just vanished, I tell you. Bought an antique gold watch on eBay, and he's gone.
Mm-hmm, gold watch.
The guy made a fortune using a thing called TerraPeak.
TerraPeak?
Yeah, TerraPeak, I tell you.
Now, you wait a minute. You come in here telling us that this Pat used this TerraPeak to make his fortune, and he vanished. Well, you listen to me. I've seen his kind. I've seen your kind. He's one of the lucky ones, not like you, not like me.
No, oh, but you can, too. Just sign up with TerraPeak. You'll see. I tell ya.
eBay sellers know they make more profits every day with TerraPeak. You can, too. Sign up today at TerraPeak.com. That's TerraPeak.com.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers. saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Cabbage with a K.com, providing working capital to online sellers just like you. We've rolled out the red carpet for you. And that we, you know, it's heavy and it's hard to bend over to do the rolling. So I sure hope you'll take the time to show us how much you are grateful that we rolled it out by dialing us at 888-723-4630.
We were on with Frida from Anaheim, California, known as Frida's Store on eBay. And she's talking to you about the challenges she's having with packing this jacket that she sold.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with doing that. I mean, it's not, I guess I don't have anything bulky right now. I wouldn't probably do it myself, but I don't see anything wrong with it. I'm so presentation crazed right now that when, you know, I want someone who buys something from me when they open the box, I want them to faint with delight. I'm thinking of including a little bottle of smelling salt so they can wake themselves
so
up.
So because this is a separate segment, we need to kind of reiterate what it is Frida was asking and what you're telling her.
Well, we're dishing a listing of something she just sold. And it's a Microsoft jacket, and it's a lined nylon, like windbreaker. And she wants to make, it's bulky, so she wants to make sure it will fit into the least expensive expedited shipping. I said, but what are you using, a flat rate envelope?
The padded flat rate envelope.
Yeah.
Which would fit in there perfect.
Yeah, so she's using the padded flat rate envelope.
I see.
And what she's doing is, I assume you're putting it in one of those plastic bags and then sucking all the air out, right?
Yes, it's from the food saver. And
right.
Also, it's going to go global shipping to England, so I wonder what's going to happen to it when it gets to global shipping.
In global shipping, they're going to open it up. Now, they may not open up the plastic bag, but they will open the package to check to see what the contents are so they can verify it.
Well, I don't know how they could even make out what it is, but because it's so wrinkled, but vacuumed.
Well, if they open it up completely and take it out, you know, then there you are. They're going to get it not wrinkled.
In a different package.
Looks like a very nice jacket. It's got Microsoft on it.
I have a question. So the listing's great. I looked at your listing. Everything's really cool. I was curious why you photographed it on a background that's the same color as the collar.
I don't know. the background's red.
Yeah.
Well, I have two things that go on my table. I have a red and I have a black. So that was my two choices. But black might have been better because I can see the collar's red. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the collar's got a red, is red, and it kind of blends in with the background.
So this gives me the opportunity to actually bring up something that came up 2 days ago when we were doing an internal class with employees about listing on eBay. And actually, my good friend and colleague Kenrick brought this up. And there is some truth to this. So in photos on eBay, the best backgrounds to have are either white or black, not necessarily colored backgrounds. Uh-huh. And the reason please don't ask me for details. I can't give them. But in the best match algorithm, as it's currently stated, black or white backgrounds are given a higher quality score than colored backgrounds.
Oh.
So it's a small factor, but it could result in an incremental boost in best match if you're using a white or black background. Now, this is going to spark a whole conversation, you watch.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
So I'd take that red background and start using white or black.
Yeah, and there's not much background showing except in one photo. Actually, there isn't any red background.
Photo, it kind of blends into it on my computer.
Yeah, you don't really see much of it, and so it probably isn't that problematic. What I'm not seeing, and I'm trying to find, I'm trying to find a photo of the entire jacket that shows the jacket surrounded by a little bit of background, but I don't see that. The first one is kind of clipped at the sides, and then the others are all close-ups. Well,
yeah. I have it on a table, and in order not to get the ground...
I understand.
I kind of clipped it a little bit there.
And we should always keep...
I must admit, this is not my best pictures.
And we should always keep our fingers out of it, too.
Where do you see fingers?
My fingers in there?
I think they're fingers.
Oh, there's a finger. Yeah.
Oh, there is a little bit of my finger in there. You're right.
Yeah. So when I sell shirts, I have that same problem. You want the tag to stay flat so you can photograph it.
Uh-huh.
And when I use something like either a paper clip or something that's been opened up, and I use it so I keep my finger out of the frame and I just hold it down by the edge.
Oh, good idea. That's a great idea.
But she's used all 12, which we like.
All 12, yes.
All 12 of the pictures. And the pictures are good. The
pictures are okay, yeah.
Thank you so much. I kind of wish I had you look at my Jay Leno for $5,000 that I have up.
Well,
I thought it was a perfect week.
You know what? We can look at that, too. But hold on a minute. Let's finish dishing this.
Yeah.
Griff, I love everything she's got down here. She's got all the nice little bullet points. She didn't put superfluous verbiage in it.
Yeah.
She says, free of rip stains, holes, etc. Chest size, seam to seam. Soft interior lining. She didn't say, this jacket has a beautiful and plush.
Wait a minute. I'm confused about something here.
Uh-oh.
It says, main color is navy blue.
Really?
Yeah, it says that as your bullet item.
Oh, it does say that.
Hmm.
I think I might have taken a template.
I know what that's like. I've done that before.
Oh, yeah. You got to look them over carefully.
So let's just hope they were expecting a beige jacket and not a blue one.
Let's just hope that I didn't make the inches are wrong.
That's you want to make it. Well, let's just assume you made them right. So
we're going to hope that you did. But I like what you have here. But that's a good tip, Griff. If you're using a template, you need to check and recheck.
Yeah, I've learned that the hard way.
Yeah, me too. As a matter of fact, just happened to be recently with an invoice. Okay, full front zipper. Yeah, I like the way she has everything down here, Griff.
And me too.
I'm giving her a 4.9.
I think that's perfect, 4.9.
Okay, let's do it. That's a good one. Frida, you're doing a good job, but I hope maybe you learned something today, even you, honey.
I always learn something from you guys. I listen every week. I always learn something from you. Learn
Hooray!
Something from everybody, every day.
So, Frida, tell me, are you going to be coming across the Mojave Desert in June?
Absolutely, for sure.
Okay.
Especially if I sell my Jay Leno for $5,000.
Well, let's look at that. This is a Jay Leno moment this month.
My husband was a paper mache artist, and he passed away last year. And my house is full of his art, and I've just always loved it. But I looked for the most expensive thing that Jay Leno had out there, and it was a painting. And I thought, now my husband's artwork is way better than that painting.
So where do we go? What is? Higher. Give me the item number.
Okay, it's 1910-0698-1417.
1910-0698-1417.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Now, I did get kind of wordy on this.
That's not right. It's not. It's
story.
It's not right.
Oh, say it again.
1910-6098-1417.
Oh, there it is.
Oh. That's quite nice. Jay Leno, Jay Talking by Gene Wolden, Artist, Paper Mache, One of a Kind.
Cool.
Jay Leno. Oh, that must be your ex-husband there.
We were married 47 years.
Oh, I'm sorry, not your ex-husband, darling. You're a widow, I'm sorry.
Well, he just about became my ex-husband.
Well, that happens.
Just being married, that can happen.
Well, that is beautiful.
Well, you know, I got a little wordy in there, but, you know, I think when art, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't have got so wordy, but, you know, when it's a piece of art like that and... And it has, I think, stories behind art are a better thing. And so he has a whole bunch of things. He does a lot of, or he did a lot of things. And I have them clear back from 1958. And I've actually been selling them. Once somebody kind of gets on liking him, they order like several things. He did a lot of commission work, and we used to have Walking Sticks with an Attitude was our eBay store, the name of our eBay store back several years ago. He sold like 25 walking sticks to a collector, but he never really cared about selling. He more was into just making them. He just wanted to make this all day long, and that's what he did out front in the front porch.
So let me see. All of these, what you've got a picture of here isn't only the thing that you're selling, correct?
Yes, and I put that in my description because I remember you, Griff, saying something about that before. At the bottom of the description, it says that that's not included in the sale.
Yeah, but what we really said was don't put other things in the picture.
Right.
That's what we really said. Because even if you put a disclaimer, if they see, they look at all these pictures, they're going to think they're going to get all these things.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
That's important.
It's sort of like he's talking to the other guy. I thought about that when I went to put that in there. Maybe I should take that off.
But I would.
It's sort of like he's talking to the other guy. That's why I put it in.
I would just put a picture of what's being sold in there, but it is gorgeous. You ought to let the Jay Leno people know about this. Somebody may want it.
Well, you know
that's
what?
A great idea.
I was on Thrifting with the Boys, and everybody, they're so supportive. They've all been...
Hold on, Frida, hold on.
This segment was brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com. 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
Stamps.com wants to give you a free 5-pound shipping scale. Simply sign up for our free program for eBay sellers. You get all the features that Stamps.com provides, custom designed for your eBay sales, including the printing of all USPS mail classes and batch printing, plus the ability to brand shipping labels with your company logo. eBay sellers, sign up now for your free program and get your bonus 5-pound scale today. Shipping and handling fee required at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Do you want to take your online business to the next level? Do what thousands of other eBay sellers have done. Purchase and resell store returns and closeouts. Every day, thousands of pallets of brand name merchandise are available at a fraction of wholesale. And no one has a larger selection than Genco Marketplace, America's largest wholesale liquidator. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
Stitch Labs is inventory management for eBay sellers. With Stitch, staying on top of the not-so-fun stuff has never been easier. It automatically updates your inventory and relists for you. And easy-to-read reports help you know what products to order next. Stitch is easy to use and designed to help you grow. Try Stitch for free today at StitchLabs.com and enter discount code eBayRadio for an extended free trial. Stitch Labs, inventory management for eBay sellers.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's list, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.